The Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre will bring the calendar year to a close with a family favorite, the musical Annie. In the meantime, there will be lots of activity on stage and behind the scenes. Walt Mitchell is development director and general manager emeritus, and he was excited to give us a mid-year update about all this venerable institution's activities.
It's the granddaddy of them all, as they say, founded by some concerned members of theater when theater was starting just to grow into its heyday in the early 1920s. People gathered, as they do now with book clubs, to read plays in different members' homes. And they said, you know, we can do better than this. So they actually incorporated and formed a nonprofit organization and began presenting plays at different places, like what is now the Wyoming Seminary Lower School on Wyoming Avenue in 44th, the old Coughlin High School building, which is a three-story gray stone structure across from the present high school, also served as space for the little theater before it moved into the Iram Temple. And that's probably where it really gained its greatest footing as a premier Broadway-style theater organization in the 1940s. And then the present structure, which was known when it was built as the Sterling Movie Theater by the Comerford Theater chain on North Main Street in Wilkes-Barre, was closed as the theater chain began to build larger, more centrally located cinema houses. So in 1955, the little theater drew up a sales agreement with Comerford Theater to buy the building at 537 North Main Street. And after 2 years of installing a proscenium arch and extending the ceiling above the stage to allow for some fly space and bringing in some lights, Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, in its then permanent home, opened for the first time in 1957.
And some of the great figures of the Wyoming Valley were actually on that stage. Dan Flood and his wife Catherine, and many notables.
In fact, the couple you mentioned actually met at the Little Theater. That's where their romance began, and I'm sure it can be seen as the genesis of many a similar relationship.
You were a child actor, though, with Little Theater, weren't you?
Yeah, my paternal grandmother, Martha Mitchell, was one of the original subscribers of the Little Theater, and when my father came back from serving in World War II, he sort of latched on to that tradition and performed many roles on stage. My mother was a seamstress of some note, and she worked costumes, and my three brothers and I were introduced to the art form through our parents. And I actually performed my first onstage role at the age of 8, riding on a carousel at the opening number of the Rodgers and Hammerstein show by the same name.
And so you have really been working so hard, knowing in a personal way the importance of the Little Theater to the community at large. You've been working in many capacities to not only entertain, but also to make sure there's a future for the Little Theater, the building, and the organization.
You know, it's a very solid structure, but like any aging structure or person, things begin to show that age, and the Little Theater is no exception. One of the desperately needed aspects of running a building of that size for the public is obviously air conditioning. The building has never had air conditioning from its origination. So I saw a need to put together a capital campaign which we need desperately to raise about $650,000 to do all that needs to be done, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, new lighting, new sound system, new electrical, help with the seating, and to add some endowment. We have no endowment at the Little Theater whatsoever. And that endowment will enable us to finally hire a staff person. We have no full-time staff. The organization is run completely by volunteers. And by having an endowment, the income from which would permit us then to hire an operations manager, which we desperately need, because obviously with running from show to show, we need someone to help pull it all together. And right now it's being done by a 15-member board of directors and a 10-member community advisory board. And frankly, there's just so much demand for hands-on operational technique that we really need somebody now on site to run the day-to-day affairs of the theater. Knowing those needs as they were, and knowing that we are approaching our 100th anniversary, we're currently in our 96th consecutive season, I thought it would be advisable to put together the basics of a five-year capital campaign culminating in the 100th anniversary of the theater with $1 million. So we call it $1 million for the 100th. And we were very, very fortunate to have had an angel step forward with a dollar-for-dollar matching grant opportunity last year. And we were able to raise $130,000 toward that matching grant. So we're already sort of on the springboard of this campaign with about $250,000. So we're in very good shape. So we've taken steps to bring in an architectural and engineering firm to do what needs to be done to design the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, which we are assured will be in the building and operational by the end of the summer. So no more sauna-like conditions from June to September.
What's next in the season?
We're lucky to be able to present the Northeastern Pennsylvania main stage premiere of American Idiot, which is all of the music of the rock group Green Day. And that's in April. Then the marvelous, heartwarming comedy Harvey runs in June. Then Seussical the Musical. All the phrases of Dr. Seuss brought to the stage in musical form runs in September. And then in December, the holiday favorite Annie runs from December 7th to December 16th. I would be remiss, though, if I didn't say that in the middle of the summer, at the end of June through July, our Young Actors Workshop will prepare Seussical Junior. So we thought that was an interesting tie-in with the adult version of Seussical the Musical. We feel those two casts can play off one another and learn from one another. You'll remember last year that we presented Angels in America Part 1, and this year we're doing Part 2, Perestroika, May 4th through 13th. And then, of course, we would not be the Little Theater if it weren't for the Rocky Horror Show.
I was waiting for you to say that.
In Halloween of 2018. So it's a full schedule. We're the only theater that I know of that offers a youth theater training program free of charge to all participants, ages 5 to 17. We just feel that not being able to pay a tuition should not stand in the way of young people's experience and being trained in theater arts. So we made a commitment in the early 1980s to offer a summer theater workshop for kids free of charge, and it's been immensely popular every year.
And you also have, from time to time, specialty events one weekend or one night throughout the year.
Sure. We've had film series. We've had folk artists coming up this weekend for one night only. Will be a stand-up comedy night featuring a Bear Creek native by the name of Mike Corcoran. He's a Philadelphia-based comedian and comedy writer who's been wandering around the Philadelphia area comedy scene for more than 20 years. He's worked with comics as well-known as Pauly Shore, Craig Gass, Uncle Floyd, Kevin Meaney, Jackie the Joke Man. He calls his act Court Comedy, and he's actually been at our place at this time of year, both in 2016 and 2017, so there's sort of a mild tradition forming here. This time, however, his actual act is going to be taped, perhaps posted at a website or two at some point. The house opens at 7:30, and of course, it's rare that one comedian will do a night of comedy, and this, of course, is the same, meaning that there are two area comedians who will be sharing the bill. One of them, fairly well-known, Zach Hammond, who performs up and down the East Coast, Midwest, theaters, clubs, fire halls, wherever the audience wants his brand of intelligent and dark humor. He's been in several comedy festivals in Brooklyn, Baltimore, the Meadowlands, and was actually part of the Devil Cup comedy competition on Long Island. He won first place for the NEPA Scenes Got Talent's inaugural competition. So he takes not a backseat to any other comic. He's obviously well known. He's performed at Wisecrackers and Eastville Comedy Club and is actually open for Doug Stanhope. The other one, if people have ever tuned into the YouTube sensation Haina Bonics, they will know of Siobhan O'Donnell. Siobhan and her husband Chris are the couple to whom the teaching of Haina Bonics in this routine are picked on by the professor. She's hilarious in her own right. If you haven't seen that skit on YouTube, I suggest you go on and see it. You'll be about the 500,000th view of that skit. It's absolutely hilarious. I will be serving as the MC for the evening and having a few little comic interludes of my own from time to time. So we're really looking forward to this. And it's another example of how broad a use of this building there is. It's a great location, not only in the north end of Wilkes-Barre, but throughout the entire Wyoming Valley, the west side, mountaintop, the back mountain. People come from all over, not only to perform, but also to be entertained. And we look forward to casting even a wider net of groups and organizations using our facility once we get the new HVAC system installed.
Walt Mitchell, Development Director and General Manager Emeritus of the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, speaking with us about what lies ahead in the current season and the hopes for refurbishing of the building. They are hosting the Let Me Finish Comedy Show, and that's presented by Cork Comedy this Saturday, March 3rd at 8 p.m. at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, 537 North Main Street in Wilkes-Barre. For more information online, ltwb.org. ltwb.org, and of course that stands for Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre. Let Me Finish, the comedy show presented by Cork Comedy, this Saturday, March 3rd at 8 p.m. at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, 537 North Main Street, ltwb.org, ltwb.org.